This is Nightline.
Tonight, Diddy raided. Federal authorities to Cindy Gunn homes owned by the Mo Money, Mo Problems singer and producer. As part of a sex trafficking probe. And that stowaway passenger allegedly boarded that Delta flight without a ticket. A shocking video showing just how authorities say he allegedly did it. Plus, what you need to know about Trump's legal woes.
It's so ridiculous, the cases, every one of them is ridiculous.
The former president's nearly $500 million bond reduced just hours before the deadline. But it wasn't all good news for him as he's ordered to stand trial for that Stormy Daniels case that just won't go away. And how this could affect his campaign to retake the White House. And the hype and excitement of the NCAA Women's Championship Tournament, reaching a fever pitch, crazy crowds, historic ratings, and the player breaking all the records.
Your season can end in a blink of an eye, so you better be ready to play.
With viewer numbers sometimes edging out the NBA.
How will she go for history? There it is!
Could women's hoops start to outplay men's? Plus, the Bachelor finale with a twist you have to see.
Nightline. We'll be right back.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, shocking images of the raids on properties on both coasts belonging to Sean Diddy Combs. Here's ABC's Kana Whitworth.
Tonight, heavily armed federal authorities raiding two homes belonging to legendary rapper and entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
In order for authorities to raid a person's home, whether you're Sean Combs or anyone, they have to convince a judge that they have probable cause that there's evidence inside that location towards a specific crime.
Agents from Homeland Security in fatigues and body armor seen entering his home in the wealthy L.A. enclave of Holmby Hills. Drones flying overhead, and on the opposite coast, another raid at his mansion in Miami.
Raiding multiple locations at the same time is a tactic that law enforcement uses to catch the target off guard. You want to make sure that they don't know the raids are happening and that anything you hope to find in those locations are not hidden or destroyed through the process of that raid.
The Department of Homeland Security confirming to ABC News that they executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. Law enforcement sources telling ABC News that this case is being handled out of the Southern District of New York, and the investigation involves human trafficking.
At the moment, Sean Combs is not facing any crimes. Even though we've seen these raids of Sean Combs' homes, both in Miami and LA, law enforcement has told us that there is no imminency towards someone being arrested.
The I'll Be Missing You singer is credited with helping bring hip-hop to the mainstream. A close collaborator of the notorious B.I.G., writing, producing, and rapping in hit songs like Mo Money, Mo Problems. But in recent months, the megastar has had multiple sexual assault lawsuits leveled against him, including a suit from former girlfriend Cassie Ventura that was settled. He admitted no wrongdoing, and another by a woman who says he raped her when she was 17. Combs has denied these allegations, writing on an Instagram post last December, "Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth."
If you grew up in the 90s, you knew Sean Combs as P. Diddy or Puff Daddy. He has been a kingmaker in the R&B genre for decades. And so to see someone who is at the height of this industry for so many years is somewhat jarring.
ABC News reached out to Combs for comment, but so far we've received no response. It is unclear whether Monday's raids are related to his previous cases. An attorney for Combs' accusers said in a statement, "Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct."
Our thanks to Kana. We turn now to the startling story of the man who allegedly tried to hop on a plane without a boarding pass. He made it all the way onto the aircraft, and wait till you hear what happened next. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
ABC News has obtained surveillance footage of the man accused of sneaking onto a Delta flight without a ticket. The man in the green sweater is Wycliffe Florizard. After talking and laughing with fellow passengers, he appears to snap a photo of that man's boarding pass. The criminal complaint says he did this multiple times with multiple people. And watch as he then scans his phone to get on board.
Digital technology has made traveling much easier, but it's not infallible. In this case, we see that a simple QR code could be photographed from a paper copy and used to board an airplane.
According to the affidavit, when another passenger tried scanning her ticket, the system said she'd already boarded. Florizard allegedly waited in the airplane bathroom, exiting as they began to taxi. And when questioned by a flight attendant, he told her his name and a seat number, which wasn't in the system. He wasn't booked on any other flights. The plane then heading back to the gate where Florizard was arrested, now charged with felony stowaway.
This guy would have succeeded if we hadn't been in the middle of spring break where almost every airplane seat is sold out. If he'd walked in the back and he'd seen an open seat, he could have just gone and sat down and nobody would have been the wiser.
Our thanks to Trevor. In a statement, Delta says it's cooperating with law enforcement. According to the criminal complaint, Florizard told authorities he made a mistake and he just wanted to get home. Switching gears, if you haven't been following Donald Trump's ever-changing legal troubles, today saw two major developments which could affect the former president's campaign to retake the White House. A defiant Donald Trump in New York.
This is a witch hunt, it's a hoax. Thank you.
The former president's empire on the line as he faces simultaneous court cases in the city where he built his fortune.
Today was a mixed bag for Donald Trump, right? Win some, lose some. If it does not go Donald Trump's way, both have massive consequences.
Trump's win was an 11th hour victory just before the deadline to secure nearly $500 million in bond. An appeals court pausing that decision, slashing the amount owed.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
Today's deadline came out of a civil fraud case where the judge found Trump and his sons had committed a decade of fraud by inflating their assets to obtain better business deals.
This appeals ruling is a massive win for Donald Trump. Now, the only thing to remember, that is Act One. If the case is held up on appeal, Donald Trump is still on the hook for the entire $464 million.
The appeals court decision did not come with an explanation. That is unusual because ordinarily, defendants who are ordered to pay a civil judgment need to either put the full amount in escrow or come up with a bond to make sure they can pay while they appeal.
But it wasn't all good news for the former president. Today, a New York judge decided Trump will have to stand trial starting April 15th in the Stormy Daniels hush money case.
This case originates from the 2016 presidential election. And to prosecutors at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, it's the original election interference case. The way they portray it, Donald Trump falsified business records related to the hush money he paid to Stormy Daniels to conceal a sex scandal from voters just before the 2016 election.
The reality is we've never seen a world that a former president has gone on trial for criminal charges. Donald Trump is going to have to physically sit in a courtroom for 6 to 8 weeks over the course of this trial. We have not seen a moment like this in American history.
Daniels appearing on The View last week.
Are you ready to take the stand against Donald Trump?
I'm absolutely ready. I've been ready. I'm hoping with all of my heart that they call me.
Trump had tried to stop or delay the trial, a line he continued today outside court, once again attacking the presiding judge.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference.
Part of the reason the case isn't going on trial until April 15th is Trump's own making. He has fought the charges. He has tried to delay the case every which way. When the defense could not cite any case law, the judge excoriated the defense for effectively wasting the court's time. And his delay tactics may have finally run out.
It's just the latest in all the legal drama surrounding Trump, the presumed Republican nominee for president, including 88 criminal charges and multiple civil lawsuits.
In all cases, Trump has denied any wrongdoing.
So ridiculous, the cases. Every one of them is ridiculous.
Trump has long bragged about his net worth, saying he and his companies were worth billions of dollars.
You are a winner?
I think so. I mean,
yeah, I'm looking around. Yeah, there's a lot of,
I think there's a lot of gold here. You're doing pretty well.
While a judge has found Trump falsified business records in the past by overvaluing his properties, he could come into potential billions by taking his company Truth Social public, Trump's stake valued at $3 billion, despite SEC filings that show the platform has been operating at a loss.
The amount of money Donald Trump seems to benefit from, given how many shares he has, given his legal troubles, it could bail him out. However, this board has a six-month rule that Donald Trump can't touch the money.
For now, Trump's focus seems to be squarely on how his legal issues impact the campaign for president.
I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair.
The criminal prosecutions of former President Trump are testing the justice system in this country in ways it has never been tested before. Next month, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to consider a question that could impact almost all of the former president's criminal prosecutions. The question is, can Trump be prosecuted for conduct that occurred while he was in office?
When we come back, it's amped up, ramped up March Madness in the NCAA women's division.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Women's College Hoop is having a moment, a big moment, selling out games, merch madness, watch parties, and all eyes on a certain Hawkeye, Caitlin Clark.
It's March, and madness has reached a fever pitch.
Paige Bucket!
And the hype around the NCAA Women's National Championship Tournament is real.
Fair for the lead.
Fueled by superstars Paige Beckers, Angel Reese, Juju Watkins, Hannah Hidalgo, and Iowa's Caitlin Clark, tonight leading the Hawkeyes to the Sweet 16.
Virginia, an advance to the Sweet 16.
College basketball fans around the country are coming to the same conclusion. The women are outshining the men.
Never has there been so much anticipation for a women's basketball tournament. There's all these storylines. They were there, but very few people paid attention. And now it has exploded.
The excitement building for years, this season culminating in unprecedented TV viewership. Women's college basketball ratings up 60% across all major networks ahead of March Madness. January's LSU-South Carolina matchup, topping the NBA primetime rivalry game between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Leading the charge is Caitlin Clark, who recently sat down with my colleague, Robin Roberts.
It's been so much fun, but we're not done yet.
Known for her shooting prowess and competitive fire, Caitlin is a basketball sensation with Hawkeye games selling out at home and on the road all season.
How do you take on that pressure
and just seem to thrive in it.
I dreamed of playing in front of these types of crowds and these type of environments during every national anthem or every pregame. Like, I just try to take a deep breath and look around and, you know, soak in the environment because it seriously never gets old.
On March 3rd, Caitlin's final regular season game, she made history.
For college basketball history.
Becoming the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history for both men and women.
You know, we're playing the number two team in the country on senior night on our home court. You can't really script it any better. I honestly didn't realize it until everybody started going wild.
These are those legendary moments that we live for as sports fans, and frankly, just as part of our culture. Caitlin Clark provides those moments.
Last year, Iowa's season came to a heartbreaking end, losing to LSU in the national championship. The only thing left for Caitlin, redemption and a title.
How do you prepare for your final March Madness?
March Madness, I think, in my opinion, is the best postseason tournament in all of sports, and I've been on the losing side. So I think understanding, you know, your season can end in a blink of an eye, so you better be ready to play.
Reigning champs LSU looking to repeat with some big-name stars of their own. Led by All-American Angel Reese and last year's Southeast Conference Freshman of the Year, Flaje Johnson. Angel known for her intensity and competitiveness, sparking headlines for waving off her opponent. And Flaje draining shots on the court and dropping bars.
Go stream my new single, Ain't My Fault.
It ain't my fault.
It's out everywhere, y'all go get that.
Rapping since she was a little girl, appearing on the hit show, The Rap Game.
I was made for this, so I don't play by this. Since he done let me in the house, I'ma get paid for this.
And America's Got Talent.
No one to talk to when you get mad at your mama. I know you ain't gonna pick up the phone, I still call you.
People were nervous to recruit me. You know, they was like, is she gonna take this serious? They would always ask me, what do you want to do, basketball or rap? Like, if you had to choose, I wanted to do both.
On the other side of the bracket is the number one ranked team in the tournament. The South Carolina Gamecocks, the dominant squad led by legendary head coach Don Staley, looking to win their second title in 3 years. With so many headlines focused on LSU, South Carolina, and Caitlin Clark, Syracuse De'Asia Fair has quietly been setting records of her own, becoming the fifth all-time leading scorer in women's NCAA history.
De'Asia Fair is fifth all by herself in the women's scoring history record books, passing Brittany Griner.
While in high school, Fair catching the attention of her head coach, Felicia Leggett-Jack.
The 11th grade is when she came to our camp, and she's 5'2 on a good day. She started playing and running and moving, and so I said, let's check ball with her. You know, back then I was playing ball a lot, so if we played 2-on-2, I couldn't guard her.
De'Asia unstoppable in the waning moments of Syracuse game against the University of Arizona.
Fair, over player, oh, got it!
Going on a historic 11-point tear, helping her team advance. But tonight, De'Asia and the Orange ending their run in a loss to historic basketball powerhouse, the UConn Huskies and superstar Paige Beckers. Amid all the madness, the triumphs, and heartbreak, one thing is clear. Women's basketball is winning.
A lot of people are asking, after Caitlin Clark leaves, will this momentum last? And I think the answer is yes, because Caitlin Clark has brought so many people to the game that they're going to stay, and they're going to see a whole bunch of new stars, wonderful young players who are coming up.
Their tournament has been must-watch TV. When we come back, The Bachelor's most dramatic season finale yet.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally tonight, the finale that has Bachelor Nation buzzing from 32 to 1.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Tonight's Bachelor with a never-before lead-up, with both final contestants riding together to meet Bachelor Joey, gasped from the studio audience, turning to tears as Daisy, who seemed to have been winning Joey's heart, said his farewell for him.
You're not going to choose me.
It seemed then Joey might be wavering.
Where I knew that you understood me.
When Kelsey joined him seaside, uncertainty melted away.
Joey. Will you accept my final rose?
Always.
We wish the happy couple the best. And that's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.